Okay, today is Daf Kuf Dalet of Masechta Pesachim. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Ilo Nishmas, David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, whose yahrzeit is today. Shama should have an aliyah, and the family should only know from Simcha. So, on the bottom of Kuf Gimel, we yesterday said a story that that when you make Avdallah, the minimum amount of havdalas you should make is 3, and the maximum is 7. Not 4, 5, or 6, either 3 or 7. So there was a story where one of the Amorayim said 4. So he said, how could you do that? Amale, we'll pick up at the bottom, Kufkil Amale, Vamar lo Amar Ella, lo Vamar lo Tlasa Amar Velo Sheva. You didn't say 3 and you didn't say 7, you said 4. Amale, Amar. Amale Ibra, it's true. Ben Yom Hashvi L'Sheishis Yibei Amasa Me'ein Chesimahi. Ben Yom Hashvi L'Sheishis Yibei Amasa is not really one of the four. It is one of the four. It was one of the Havdalos that I mentioned, but it's Me'ein Chesima. That means it's part of the concluding bracha, and that doesn't count. That doesn't count. A little bit of a hard gemara now. That's the answer. Okay? Not really one of the havdalos, it's part of the chesima.
It's similar to the conclusions.
What?
Similar to the conclusion.
Right.
So it doesn't count as a separate.
It doesn't count as a separate havdalah. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Hamavdil, if it says Hamavdil, Tzarech Sheyomar Me'ein Chesima Samach L'Chesimaso. When you make havdalah, you have to say me'ein chasima near the chasima. What does that mean? Since we said that hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol is not really one of the havdalos, it's just me'ein chasima, right? So we're gonna have a because look, listen to this. Tzarech shomer me'ein chasima tzamach l'chasimaso. The concluding bracha has to include one of the havdalos, but it doesn't count as one of the havdalos. Okay, hard concept. Popadisa Amri me'ein psicha samach lechesimasam. The opening bracha has to be like the concluding bracha. We hold. If you hold the first shita, that the concluding bracha has to include the end bracha. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, when you're davening Havdalah in Ma'ariv on Matzah Shabbos, there'd be no reason to say Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'Chol, because the concluding bracha is V'achronin Hadas. So why do you have to end off with some other bracha, with some other mention? Nevertheless, we don't like that. We do say it, right? Because we don't like this. But logically, if you take this logic, it shouldn't be required. Anyway,
why did they put it there?
Well, I don't know. Because the Rambam says, in Rambam's tefillah, he says, you have to say it, and that's our minhag. This is what the Abba Drum explains, because you have to say Abdallah on a coast, when you go home, you're going to say it like that, so we get the language flowing.
Why did they put it there?
Why did they put it there as opposed to somewhere else?
Yeah.
Because the Gemara says elsewhere, first of all, it's the first bracha after the first three.
Yeah.
So it's the first bracha that is for specifically noted that it's for not for Shabbos. Because on Shabbos they're the first three regardless. Right?
Yeah.
And Matzah Shabbos is the first time you're gonna say the Atachone. And if the Gemara that says an Ein Havdalah Chone Minayim. Meaning having Ein Chone Havdalah Minayim. If you don't have a brain, how do you know the difference between a Jew and a guy? That's why it's in that bracha. We're gonna see in a minute all the things we say in Atachonin, except for day and night, Kodesh bin Yom, Yom Valayla. We don't even say that. Everything we say in Atachonin is not something that you can tell that's different. How is Shabbos different than a Tuesday? Without knowing what Shabbos is. How is a Jew different than a Goy? Without knowing the difference. How is Kodesh different than Chol? If you stop somebody in the street and say, what's the difference between a Jew and a guy? They have their religion and they have their religion. What's the difference between Saturday and Tuesday? There is no difference. On Saturday, I don't go to work. On Tuesday, I have to go to work. What's the difference? All the differences require da. They require study. It's unbelievable part. What's the difference between Kodesh and Chol? What's the difference? One's Kedusha and one's not Kedusha. I know, I just said the same words. What's the difference? And we know there's a difference. Of course there's a difference. How do you know there's a difference? You have to have that. Now, what's the difference between an elephant and a peanut? Oh, I see the difference right over here. Obvious. That's not in the Havdalah Bracha. We don't mention those things. We don't mention the difference between darkness and light. Why not? Because it's obvious. Any person knows the difference between darkness and light. Any person knows the difference between a chair and a table. Hashem, you distinguish between chairs and tables. It's not in the Bracha. Why? Anyone knows that. What's in the bracha? Things? No, Mati, you don't like this part?
The problem with it is in the Hamavdo, you actually make a difference in not enunciating
between
day and night.
Huh?
Yeah, question.
So you have one. You have one. What else you have?
Kodesh
and Chol. Kodesh and Chol. Yom HaShvi'i, the same thing. You need, right? You need das to know what the difference is.
When you say hamavdil, in hamavdil it's a benar l'chayshul. See.
All right, so there's one. There's one. One of them.
Right.
We're gonna see in a few minutes why some say one, why three, and why seven. Okay, but this is the right. This is why Mati, why it's in atachonim. Right? Why is it there? Because without das, none of these things are different.
Yeah, you got four there.
Right, so the third, the fourth one is really just the chasima. We say it's me'ein chasima. If that's not really a havdala, it's just part of the concluding bracha. So the Gemara answered just now. Okay? What's the difference? Mai b'nayhu. What's the difference if it's part of the concluding bracha or part of the opening bracha? What's the difference? Ikei b'nayhu, the difference is yontav shechal yos achar Shabbos, when yontav is on a Sunday. So that much of Shabbos, the chasminin ben kodesh l'kodesh. We have a bracha like that. Ben kodesh l'kodesh. When Yom Tov is on a much of Shabbos. Man da amar me'ein psicha son, samach l'chasimah son. If you hold, it goes by the psicha. Lo boi l'meimar ben kedusha Shabbos, lo kedusha Shabbos v'vdalto. You wouldn't have to say that part. Man da amar me'ein chasimah son, samach l'chasimah son. But if you hold, it goes by the chasimahs. Boi l'meimar ben kedusha Shabbos, lo kedusha Yom Tov v'vdalto. Then you would have to say it. Okay, let's look at the third Tosfos. Boy lemeir bekedusha Shabbos lekedusha v'dalta. Shal Rabbi Ephraim Esther ben Otam. Rabbi Ephraim, I don't know who that is. One of the Bala Tosfos. Esther ben Otam. Lamat nagu ha'olam lahosef v'lomar ves yom hashvi misheishitzim mehamaisa kidashta v'dalta v'kidashta amcha Yisrael bekedusha zecha. The ein ze lom ein psicha lom ein chsima. It's not the beginning, it's not the end. I'm not sure what that means, because I'm not sure what that means, the beginning and the end, but he says neither one. The Heshev Lo Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam answered him, Mishum Chibas Hayom, because of the specialness of the day, Harichu, we lengthened it, Kedei Lomar Pam Achas Me'ein Zayin Havdalos. We want to have seven Havdalos. What are the seven Havdalos? Ben Kodesh L'chol Echad, Ben Or L'chol Shech Beis, Ben Yisrael Amim Gimel, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheish Demasa Dalid, Ben Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedusha Shantif Havdalta, Shabbos and Yontif are also different. How are they different? Pirish. Shabbi Yontif, Shari, Midi, the Ochal Nefesh. On Yontif, you're allowed to cook. Ves Yom, Hashvi, Visheshit, Vimayse, Kidashta, Hainu, Choloshal Moed. The Shari, Davar, Ha'avod, Ubishabbos, Aser. Right on Chol Moed, you can do Davar, Avod. On Shabbos, you can't do that. Zechiluk, Shabbos, Miyontif, Vihi, Avdala, Achat, Varehei, that's five. Hivdalta, Vikadash, Amcha, Yisrael, Bakdusha, Zecha. That's Shte Avdalos. Ben Kahanim Levi Yisraelim Zayin Vareim Ein Chasima De Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. So Tosfos is giving a little bit of a reason where these seven come from. Seven. Okay.
How is it shim?
What? I'm sorry.
How is that two? Why is it counted as two? Why is it Shtei Avdalos here?
That's two. One is with the Gemara's answer in a minute. Kahanim Levi and Levi Yisraelim. Gufa. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Hapoches lo yivchos mishalosh. The minimum havdalos you can mention is three. Look how much time we're spending on this. The minimum havdalos you can mention is three. Va'amosif lo yosef al shavi. You can't have more than seven. Meisvei. Omer havdalos on Motzei Shabbos. So when do you make havdalah? Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Yom Tov. Motzei Yom Kippurim. Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos li Yom Tov. On a Motzei Shabbos going into Yom Tov. But on Motzei Yom Tov going into Shabbos, there is no havdalah. Matzi yantif l'chalo shamoed, you also make havdalah, right? Avalo matzi yantif l'shabbos. There's no havdalah. Interesting. There's no havdalah from yantif going into Shabbos. So, still leaving yantif. Okay, fine. What? So? So what? We had three of them this year. It's three Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So why do we make havdalah Friday night? Because we go to big. So what? So what? Still make havdalah yantif? No.
Right.
Okay.
Why?
So what?
What separates
the... What does that have to do with Abdullah?
Look at the words. What are you making the separation?
No, because...
We just read seven things. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook.
You're not allowed to do any of those on Shabbos.
You're not allowed to do anything.
Okay. Yeah. Right, so I was allowed to do it before, now I'm not allowed to do it. I could do it 3 hours ago.
You're not allowed to do it.
So why don't we have to make Abdullah? All we're doing is saying, Hashem, you made a distinction between this day and this day.
But you're not making a distinction.
Surely the distinction is worse. It's more machmir.
No, but you make it sound like Shabbos is worse. It's a lower rung.
All right. What?
You make it sound like Shabbos is a lower rung.
Why does Havdalah have to do with Kedusha? What does it have to do? Why is that a factor?
Right.
On on Friday, you can cook? Yes. On Shabbos, you can cook? No. Havdalah, Hashem, you made a Havdalah.
Right.
And today I was allowed to cook, and now I can't cook. So why is that? Why do we make up? Why don't we mention that? We don't even mention it. I don't know.
He says here the general rules have no reside only when the departing day is greater sanctity than the arrival.
Why? I understand. That's what we're saying. Okay. Haragil Omer Harbei. Haragil Omer Harbei. If someone is ragil, they say a lot of hadalas. If that's their custom. Ve'ena ragil Omer Achas. And if you're not ragil, you say one. One havdalah. I'm sorry. If she ain't a ragel, if it's not your minhag, Omer Achas, say one. We just said, you can only say three. The minimum is three. Here, the minimum is one.
What's
ragel? Ragel means that you're accustomed. So I don't know seven. I'll say one. So the answer is, it's a kasha. The answer is tanoihi. It's a benachalok is tanoim. The Amr of Yochanan, benon shal kadoshim, Omer Achas. Rabbi Yochanan said that benon shal kadoshim, whoever that is, only said one. Now, if you remember yesterday, there was someone else who only said one. His name was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Right? We said that yesterday. He also only said one. Okay? So, one second. V'nagu am lo mashalosh. And we say three. Man, niru, b'nan shal, who is that b'nan shal kadoshim? The answer is Rabbi Nachum bar Simoi. That's him. Why was he called that? He didn't even look. He's so frum. He's such a kadosh. He didn't even look at the president on the coin. He didn't even want to look at that. At those images. At the whole discussion. What was his godless? Okay, I don't get into that. It says the Meishi Loach. There were two people here that only said one. Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Benon Shel Kedoshim. What's the difference in one or three or seven? If you only need one, you only need one. If you're a kadosh, to know the differences of why Hashem created this and that, you only need one. If you're a regular person, you need more than one. And as I said, none of them are special if you don't know anything. What's the difference in Shabbos and Sunday? I don't know. What's the difference? The lower, the better you are, the less you need. If you're on a low madrega, you need so many. Oh, by the way, Hashem made the following thing: the difference between Jews and non-Jews. What's the difference? They all look the same. They all have a nose and they all have ears. What's the difference between Shabbos and they're all still the same day, same thing? We don't go to work. They don't go to work. What's the difference between Kodesh and Chol? Everyone's holy. The priest is also holy. That the temple's also holy. You need so many reminders. The more kaddish you are, you don't need those reminders. You know them anyway.
Right.
No, you ain't a ruggle. You didn't, not your custom. That's such a great part, no? That's why it's not tachonin. Because it requires thinking. It requires discernment. That comes with das. Okay? Good? Shalach le Rav Shmuel bar Idi Chanina Achi Omer Achas. He also said one. Well, it's like I'm saying, no, we don't hold like that. Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Says Yeshua ben Levi. Okay? Remember this name of this person who's saying this. His name is Yeshua ben Levi. Mati, is Yeshua ben Levi a Tana or an Amora?
It has to be a Tana.
A Tana? Why?
It doesn't actually have to be, but it probably is.
Why?
Ready.
Right? So, so.
Unless he's Levi's son.
No. So Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Hamavdil, Tzarech Sheyomar, Me'ein Havdolos Hamuras Batorah. You can only say Hamavdil on things that are that the Torah also says Havdolos. For example, you're not going to say Hashem Hamavdil between the chair and the table. Why? That's not in the Torah. Only things that are in the Torah. Meisvei, 1 second. Seder Havdolos Ha'ech. What is the Seder Havdolah? Omer, you say, number one, Hamavdil Bekor Shachal. Number two, Ben Ar Lachoshach. Ben Yisrael La'amim. Right? Ben Yom HaShil Shishim Yamasa they take out. Ben Tamei L'Tahar. Right? Number five, Ben Hayam L'Charava. Number six, Ben Mayim L'Yonim L'Mayim Tachtonim. And number seven, Ben Kahanim Levim V'Yisraelim V'Chotzeim Seder Bereshis. V'Acherim Omrim. Biyot Seder Bereshis. Fine. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Chose Mekadesh Yisrael. You end off Mekadesh Yisrael. Okay? Now, this is a brisa. Vim Isa, and if it's true, Haben Yom L'Charava Lo Ksiva. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Hashem made a Havdalah between the dry land and the sea. So the Gemara answers, Lo Ksiva Be Havdalah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Sami Mikan Ben Hayom L'Charava. Take it out. Take it out. Okay? Take it out, remove it from the brisa. Asks, who asks this question? Asks the Yosef Omet, 1 second. If Yerushua ben Levi is a Tana, then why doesn't the Gemara just say, he argues in this brisa? And if he's an Amora, then this brisa is a Tiyuft on him. Why are we amending the brisa to something that Amora said? That doesn't make any sense. He made a statement of Shuvan Levi. You have to have it from the Torah. You have this bride that says not like you. Oh, he's wrong. Or it's a machlokas. Either way, what the Gemara answered doesn't make any sense. You hear the question? Now, Rabbi Shuvan Levi is also on the cusp. He appears in one Mishnah in Shas. You know where he appears? Which Mishnah? The last Mishnah in Shas. The last Mishnah Uksin is Rabbi Shuvan Levi's in there. They say it's not really a Mishnah. It's a brisa. It wasn't written by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but it's in the Mishnayos. The last Mishnah in Uksin, he's in there. So he's on that cusp generation. So if he's a Tana, then he can argue on this Brisa. And if he's an Amora, why are we amending the Brisa? Because it's like he said. That doesn't make any sense. Okay? So they give the following answer. Listen to this answer. The answer is like this. What? What? Look at the last Mishnah Uksin. How do you know?
I wrote down.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
What does it say?
About Machzik Bracha, right?
Shai Olamos? Which one?
Kli Machzik Bracha El Shalom.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about that.
No, that's not from what's called.
Uksin, yeah.
Last mission Uksin says,
I
remember Shuvan Levi.
Yeah.
Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahancha Lekal Tadak V'Tadak Shalosh Be'ez Ve'esim Olamos Shenemar Lahancha Ova Yesh. So some say it's not really, this might not be a Mishnah, it might be a Brisa. So last one. Okay. Anyway, he gives the following answer. He says, really, he's both. Oh, okay.
The last thing in the chat is about the climax of Baruch.
Okay. We're not, we both agree. So he answers, listen to the answer. He answers like this. What?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's a famous Mishnah because they always, whenever they have a Siyum HaShas, they always met Mordechai Mishnah. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is considered both. He's considered both. He's, and sometimes he's a Tana, and sometimes he's an Amora. However, if he's found in a Mishnah or a Brisa, he's a Tana, and if not, not. However, when he's an Amora, 1 minute. So if he's an Amora, if he's a Tana, fine. If he's an Amora, then we, and he's arguing on a Tana, then of course we don't hold like him. That's for sure. Here, he makes a statement. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's not a Tanaic statement. He's speaking as an Amora. One second. I'm just going to finish reading it. Nidon ka Amora, le'inyan kach, kasher hucholek ala Tanaim, ein alocha kamoso. So the Gemara asked, right, wasn't asking on Rabbi Shua ben Levi himself, right, but the rather we're asking on the fact that we hold like him. How can we hold like him if there's a brisa that argues on him? The answer is we change the brisa. You hear what's going on? It's a great answer.
What,
you
change the brisa is a great answer?
Yeah, because we hold like him. How can we hold like him if he's an Amora? He can't argue on a Tana. Oh, the answer is we change the brisa. Makes it fit. It's a great answer.
No, because practically any of the guys who lived on the Chacham who lived on the edge.
Yeah.
Rav Tana Pollard. We have it all the time. So?
Right. I'll show this to the rabbi. The rabbi busy with it.
Now you made the differentiation whether you hold like him or not hold like him. What does that have to do with him arguing on it?
Right. I hear you. Okay, next. What are we up to? I'm up to Ihachi. So if that's true that Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Nehemaisa is also Me'ein Chasima Batar Chada V'Lek HaSheva, then you're only left with six because that's not considered one and a half dollars. Amri, no. Kahanim Levi'im Yisraelim Trei Milininu. Kahanim and Levi'im Yisraelim are really two half dollars. Ben Levi'im L'Yisraelim Dichsev B'Eitzah Yivdol HaShem HaShevet Levi. Ben Kahanim L'Levi'im Dichsev B'nei Amram Aaron Moshe. But you bought the Aaron like Disha Kodesh Kedashim. But you have the Aaron like Disha Kodesh Kedashim. So really, there are two.
What? What does that have to do with anything else?
That what? Even Tosfos mentioned Kahanim Levi'im Yisraelim before. We got it from here.
But that doesn't make sense.
Why?
The other ones all make a differentiation. Why? For us, it's a difference of a day.
Right.
What's Kahanim Levi'im? We all have to hold like it.
Right. So the Ben, I hear you. The Ben Yehuda asks, there are two more Havdalos he found in the Torah that are not mentioned. There's a pasuk that says, Vavdaltem Bein Habehema Tahora Lutemeya. That's number one. And number two, there's a pasuk that says, Vehevdila HaParoches Bein Kodesh to Kodesh Kedoshim. But the Paroches will be a Havdalah between the Kodesh. Why aren't those in Havdalah? I don't know. Okay?
You just have to put any place that says in the Torah the word
Mazel. And with two things. Yeah, that's it.
Why
not? Behave in Tahara Tameya? Why not? I could see that in there.
What does it have to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shabbos and Chazal?
What does a Jew and a guy have to do? Okay, we said everybody. Right, if you're not a...
Guy does the whole Shabbos.
Right. Right. That's the easy one, right. Okay. Right. Okay. Now, Michta Mai Chasim, how do you conclude Avdallah? Rav Amar Mekadosh Yisrael. Rav says, Mekadosh Yisrael. Shmuel Omer Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol. No, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol. Lion Ale Abaya, V'item Rav Yosef Ahod Rav. Abaya, and some say Rav Yosef, cursed Rav. They cursed Rav to say, Mekadosh Yisrael. What's so terrible about Mekadosh Yisrael?
None of them say they drink the wine.
What? No, what's the concluding bracha of Havdalah? That's all we're asking now. What's the concluding bracha? Mekadosh Yisrael? Oh, I cursed that answer. What's so terrible about that answer? So the Rav Moshe Horowitz gives the following unbelievable answer. He says, because the reason why we don't want to say Mekadosh Yisrael is, now by the way, if you notice, a few minutes ago, we also said that, where is it? We had it up here. That somebody said Mekadosh Yisrael also to end off the bracha. Who was that? That was Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda. He also said, we had it today's daf. Where is it? Where was that? What? Just a couple of lines. Okay. Right? And nobody cursed him. Why all of a sudden Abaye the cursing Rav? Nobody cursed him. Says with Moshe Horowitz. Because by the time Rav came around, the Christians were already here. When Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, the Tana said it, they might have been Christians, but they weren't strong as a group. Only on a Saturday night, which is a Sunday, now being Mekadesh Yisrael, can't have that. Can't have anyone think that we're Christians. And therefore, he cursed them. Didn't curse the Tana who said it, because when the Tana said it, there was nothing wrong with it. Now it became a problem. Can't say it.
So, is that correct?
Yeah. Rav lived in the 200s.
Yeah, and when did Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda live?
Well, I don't know. Who is
he? One generation earlier.
He's a Tana.
One generation earlier.
So one generation earlier, that's a good kasha.
And he lived in Eretz Yisrael, where he had Christian influence, and Rav lived in Bubba, which did not.
Right. So he says...
I don't know if that works.
Bizman Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda, lo parku haminim, v'lo hayakam makom litos. No, there's no opportunity for a mistake. Abu Bizman Rav, far parku, they already spread out. We have to get out of that thinking. You don't make kedusha on a Saturday night, on a Sunday morning. No.
I don't see what the problem is. I think it's nice work,
but I don't know if it really
what
works.
What's the problem with saying? How do you think like Goyim?
Because their kedusha is only on a Sunday. So you want to say that a kedusha is on Sunday? The truth is, it ties into the second reason. The second reason is more of a pshat reason. The Rami Pano says. Right? When are you saying Mekadesh Yisrael as Shabbos is leaving? What kind of thing is that? Just the opposite. With the most Kiddush on Shabbos. Now, as Shabbos goes out, oh, Mekadesh Yisrael, what a Kiddush you people have going into the week. That's not right. Therefore, you... What? No. Therefore, you don't say that. You don't say that. It's nothing to do with Christians in general. That's when you're giving a pat on the back as Shabbos goes out? It's a funny thing. Therefore, he cursed them. Doesn't mean he cursed them.
It's such a
shvach, right? Look how we are. After Shabbos, if we go into the week, we're a bunch of kedoshim.
Right.
I hear that. Right?
Both those answers stink.
Yeah. I wouldn't go so far as to say they stink.
Neither has bro.
Right. Okay. Tana Mishmei Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Kol achosim mekadesh Yisrael. Ba'amaz ben kodesh l'chol. Marichin l'yom avushnosef. If you say both, you get long life. Now you want to say, oh, this is a ghoul for a long life, right? But let's tell Chazak that. We don't hold like that. We don't hold like that.
Probably had one in the Gemara.
Okay. Ula ikle le Pumbedisa. Ula, listen to this story. Ula went to Pumbedisa.
That one in your sample.
Yeah. Ula went to Pumbedisa. Amalei Rav Yehuda b'Rav Yitzchak, bray. Zil, amtuli kalkol de peri. Go get a basket of fruit. V'chazi hechi adu. Go see how Ula benches. Ula makes Havdalah. Go see. Lo azal, he didn't go. Shodar Leila Abaye. He sent Abaye instead. So, Beryl, you just walked in on a kibbutz of an Einbar, right? Ula went to Pupadisa. He said to Rav Yehuda Bar Yitzchak, his son, go see how they make Abdallah. What do you do? He doesn't go, he sends Abaye. Abaye, my father wants me to go, you go see. Isn't that a bittle of kibbutz? Your father tells you to go do something. How do you not do it? I'll send someone else. So the Rav Gon, Rav Bengis. Who's Rav Bengis? I think he's the author of the Marcheshes. He says, it's a riot from here that if your father or your mother asks you to do something that has nothing to do with them, you don't have to listen. For example, if your father tells you, your mother tells you, I think you should wear a coat today. I think it's cold. What do you mean? It's 80 degrees outside. I think you should wear a coat today. I think you should have to wear a coat. It's going to be cold later. Should you have to listen to the chiyuv of kibud aim to listen to that? No. Why? Because it has nothing to do with them. If she asks for a drink, or to drive her to the airport, or to pick up the luggage, you have to listen. But if it has nothing to do with her hana, her comfort, there's no chiyuv. That's a machlokes.
Watch this, what's going to be easier at it?
Yeah.
Because to do a mitzvah, kibud
aim. Oh, he asked that question. Says mitzvah, yosef, mishulcha. You have the shliach? As a matter of fact, you're going to criticize him. You didn't want to hear from Ula himself? What, you want to send someone else?
That's a separate question.
If I keep it up. So, but mitzvah, why would you do that? Why would you send someone else to do when you have the chance to do a mitzvah yourself?
That's a separate question.
So he says, he brings the Rajva says that. The Rajva says, there's no chiv of kibbutz of the aim if it doesn't affect them. Doesn't affect your parents. They tell you to do something, has something to do with, I want you to wear a sweater today. But the 100 degrees out, no, I want you to wear a sweater. You don't have to listen. It's a machlokas if you have to listen. It's a machlokas. Now, I gave a very extreme example. There are plenty of examples where it comes up. When your parents ask you to do something, nothing to do with them, and you don't really want to do it. Right? Like, I don't want you to marry that girl. Right? Nothing to do with them. Hey, am I going to listen? It's a big shiloh. Okay.
There's no rush on here. Like,
what's
it begs the question? Why didn't he go?
Okay. So, Ki'atza Abaya, what did he say? So, how do you make Ki'avdallah? Amalei, Baruch HaMazda Bekodesh HaChol. He made a bracha of Mazda Bekodesh HaChol. Amalei, Amar Vesulo, that's it? That's it. Atzla Kamei Davua, he came back to his father. Amalei Hechi Amar, what did he say? Amalei, Ana Lo Azli. I didn't go. Tell you the truth, Dad. I didn't go. Ana Shadrisi La Abaya. I sent Abaya instead. Amalei, Amalei, Hamavda Bekodesh HaChol. And he said, Hamavda Bekodesh HaChol. Amalei, Rav Renuse Demar, your gaiva. Visarruse Demar, and your practice of sending someone else when I asked you to do something, Garmalay Lamar Dolteima Shmaitza Mipume. It caused you not to say this in your own name. And we would say, what's the big deal? So Rav Shvam says, because when someone said it over in your name, the lips move in the grave, and you're never going to have that. You're never going to have that tzchus. Alright? We would say, big deal. It's a big deal. Nesve, 1 second. There's a kasha here. Why? What's the kasha? Kol brachos kulon poseach bebarach v'chosin behem bebarach. All brachos, there's more exceptions than this rule. All brachos start with a barach and end with a barach. Chot, except brachas ha-mitzvos. Brachas ha-mitzvos don't. Why? Because it's just one bracha. Brachas ha-peiros, a bracha on fruit. Brachas ha-smucha l'chavrata, a bracha that goes into another bracha, like the entire Shmona Esrei. No bracha in Shmona Esrei starts with a bracha. Why? Because it goes into another bracha. Bracha achrona shebekriya shma. The bracha achrona. The first one, because there's nothing preceding it. The last bracha of shma, after shma, doesn't start with a bracha. Emes v'yatziv. Why not? See, look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, "Afal pi she'ein bracha acheres l'mayna hamedo shehitzchur baba baruch." Even though there's no bracha before emes v'yatziv, now there is a bracha before. The problem is, Shema breaks it up. You start off with after bracha, you say a bracha that goes through Shmona Esrei. But there's a problem because the Shema in the middle breaks it up. Sharei hifzik kriyas Shema. Shema breaks it up. Afal pi, don't worry about that. Ain't no maskel baba baruch. You still don't start with a baruch. Why not? Chashvina leg bracha smucha lechavrata laosa shalofnei kriyashma. It's considered a bracha smucha lechavrata from the brachas before kriyashma. It's one big continuation. There's a hefsek here. A hefsek called shma. Shari mechubar emes v'yatsev al sofos shal kriyashma. It's connected to kriyashma. Kedarina bebrachos. Shetaruch lismoch emes v'yatsev achar ani Hashem alokechem. Kedichsiv Hashem alokechem emes. Hilcha, therefore, kechada bracha arich the dam. It's like one big bracha. Okay? One big bracha. Exactly. That's why some achronim give a different answer. The different answer they give is because the shema is simply not considered a hefsek. The shema is not considered, it's just not a hefsek. It's just not a hefsek. Not because it's connected, it's not a hefsek. If it's not a hefsek, the question becomes, why is it that when you get an aliyah, the bracha after the Torah starts with a bracha? It should be connected to the bracha that you made before the aliyah. If the kriya is not a hefsek, then why are you making the bracha after the aliyah that starts with the bracha? That's question number one. Question number two is, when you get a haftorah, same story. You start with a bracha, you read the haftorah, and then you start again with a bracha. Start off again with a bracha. Why doesn't it connect back to the bracha from beforehand? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers to.
He's a simple logic.
Yeah.
The best examples are Shmuel Esrei and Berachas HaMazon.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, but well, we mentioned that the bracha after Kriya Shema.
That's how the bracha works.
Right. The bracha achron of Kriya Shema is what? It's considered a bracha smucha l'chavrata. Why? Because it connects back to the before Shema. So why doesn't the bracha after Haftorah connect back to before Haftorah? And the bracha after the Aliyah connect back to before the Aliyah? Those are the two questions. We're going to answer them in a minute. So we finish the daf. So the Gemara continues. Some start with a bracha, don't end. Some end, don't start, right? Hatova Meitiv is a rare exception. It starts with a bracha, but it doesn't end with a bracha, right? So, Kasha L'Ula. It's a Kasha on Ula. What's the Kasha? He started off with a bracha, and he didn't end with a bracha. Amalak Ula. No, Danai Brechas HaMitzvah Damya. It's a mitzvah. It's a brachas a mitzvah. Why? Brachas a mitzvah. My timer. Mishum hodahi. Hanami hodahi. This is also an issue of hodah. One big mitzvah. It's a brachas a mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't end with a bracha. Now let's get back to the haftorah and the leaning questions. Okay. So Tosfos gives the following answer to the question. Right? Why you start with a bracha, and you end also with a bracha? Tosfos answers. Obvious answer. Because in the olden days, when these brachas were instituted, they were said by two different people. Somebody started with a bracha, and then the guy who got the last aliyah made the last bracha. You can't say bracha smucha l'chavrata on two different people. Okay?
Why do we have a problem with
this? You hear what he's saying?
No, we have plenty of brachas to start with a bracha, end with a bracha, and got stuff in the middle.
Like what?
Abdullah.
So we just asked that question. Is Havdalah the brachas hamitzvah?
The They're all brachas hamitzvahs.
What do you mean? This is not a brachas hamitzvah.
Are you getting aliyah?
By the way, based on this answer of Tosfos, based on this answer of Tosfos, that it's a different person who's getting the bracha. Different person's getting the bracha. Therefore, you start with a bracha. Somebody asked Rav Moshe Feinstein the following question. How can you give out sheva brachas to different people? So three of them don't start with a bracha. And if it's a different, what?
Excellent.
So Shevet Alevi says that the Brisker Rav would not give those out to different people. Those three. Which three? Sos Tatsis, Tzameach Tesamach, and... Here's a Das Yachin. So Ramosha said it's not a problem. Ramosha said it's not a problem because it's a shame Shevet Bracha, and therefore...
Exactly, we have that in a lot of things.
Right. But think about it. You ever heard such a chumra like that? Not to give them out because they don't start with a bracha, and two people can't share a bracha smucha l'chavrata. Fascinating. What? I've never seen that either. That's one. So that's one answer. The Rashba answers, really what the Rashbam said. That the reason why it's not a problem is because it's the same topic. Shema and the bracha that comes after Shema is all about. Yitzias Mitzrayim and Geula and Tzchar Onesh. It's all the same topic. It's not a problem. Here, what's Parshas Vayigash have to do with the Bracha and Parshas Toldos and Parshas Kisavo? That's a third answer, by the way. Tosas Arash says in the Avud Ram, it's not the same Sukkim. It's not the same Sukkim. Every week it's different. But it's not the same Sukkim. It's the same answer, really. The answer is, it has nothing to do with the Bracha. The leaning has nothing to do with the Bracha. As opposed to Shema has to do with Emes V'yatzeh, right? The Ra'ah says, now getting to Haftorah, he says the brachas of Haftorah have nothing to do with the Haftorah. The brachas of Shevach that we happen to stick in after the Haftorah, but there's nothing really v'etzeh to do with the Haftorah. And the last answer is, the El Yerava says, why do we read Haftorah? It takes the place of waning. When there was a Shas HaShmad. Just like by laning it ends with a bracha, so did the Haftorah end with a bracha. All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.